everybody. This is episode 389 of the Pixelated Sausage Podcast. I'm your host, Mark Huznez. And today I've got some anime to talk about and some video games. I'll be talking about My Hero Academia, Restaurant to Another World, some iMessage chess, Solstice, M-I-A, and... oh, sir, the Insult Simulator. So, yeah, I'll start with the anime because that'll be rather quick. And it's Solstice Chronicles, M-I-A. Forgot the Chronicles initially. But just going to the anime bits really quickly. Restaurant to Another World, I'm now through episode 6, all caught up. Well, I wasn't all caught up, I've been watching it week to week. But that show just gets worse and worse. It's so boring and there is no real development. This 6th episode was sort of a recap episode in a weird way. It didn't do much. It didn't reintroduce all the characters that have been shown up to this point, but it basically just had an episode where all the characters were in it and they were all talking about their favorite dish and why their favorite dish is actually the best dish at the restaurant, while also having your demon waitress lady go on about how she didn't really like potatoes, but now potatoes are our favorite dish because they're so great when it's so simple. You just steam them and you add butter and a few bits of seasoning and they're delicious. And yeah, that, I mean, I will say that I think even though there wasn't much to it, it visually looked better than the 5th episode, which was probably the low point visually for the series. The series has always been a bit off in terms of anatomy and just being very oddly proportioned with the characters. But the 5th episode in particular really made that stand out with your lion man thing. But also just the animation and everything. Like it's not a very visually intensive series in terms of animation. There's not like a lot of action or anything because it's mostly about food and then you get a bit of backstory on these characters. But it really looked bad in episode 5. At least to me, I thought it looked pretty poor. And I'm at the point, being halfway through it at this point, that I'm probably going to stick with it simply because I've watched this much and I might as well just stick it out. But I really don't enjoy it. I don't hate it. It just is incredibly boring and it drags. I think given the fact that it's structured in such a way that pretty much every episode is broken up into two different stories, you follow two different of the customers and you get a backstory that's how it's been up to this point, except with episode 6, which was everyone getting together in the restaurant, and the fact that it is just, it's these two different stories, two different characters. I think it would have been better suited as an 11 to 12 minute episode series as opposed to having these full length 23-24 minute episodes where you have two stories. Just break it down, one story per episode, and in that way the series wouldn't drag because it would only be 11 minutes. And given the fact that the stories in each episode don't have anything to do with one another, it's not like they're tied together, it's not like you have two different characters and two different stories that are somewhat related or intersect in some ways. No, they're just two individual stories, and I don't really need that. And you could say, well, then just watch half an episode in one sitting and half later. I shouldn't be the one dictating how an anime or any kind of movie or story or whatever is intaked. I shouldn't be the one deciding, you know, okay, according to me, this series is a 3-minute short, you say, with like the clean freak one, and I'll just watch it in 3-minute chunks, and that way I'll get through it and I'll like it more. No, I mean, you can do that if you want, but I feel like the creators of the show believe that it should be a full length, you know, episode, and I just disagree, and it's not on me to, you know, watch it in such a way that I'll find it more enjoyable. It's on them to craft it and deliver it in a way that a full episode is fully enjoyable. Not half an episode is enjoyable at one point and half is enjoyable at another. But I'm really, really disappointed with the series because I had high hopes for it, but it's just turned into a really, really boring thing. And then I am finally all caught up with My Hero Academia, and surprise, surprise, it is still amazing. I adore that show now. It is quickly becoming one of my all-time favorites, which I never would have expected, and I'm so glad that it's just consistently delivering, because I have yet to find an episode disappointing or unenjoyable, even when there maybe isn't as much progress being made in terms of the main story or whatever. I think the last one was all of... No, the following one is probably going to be the closest one to a kind of throwaway episode. Not so much throwaway, just being somewhat of a... Why can't I think of that term now for episodes that fill a lot of long-running series like Naruto and One Piece, your filler episode, because it's going to be following all of the other students in their internships, and that is not something that is from the manga. It is an anime original episode, so that's going to be a bit of a filler, but I think it'll be an enjoyable filler. It might not progress the story, but it'll be an enjoyable watch because all of the characters in the series are great. And I just really, really love that series. The first season got better and better, but the second season has just been an amazing bit of entertainment and something I enjoy watching so, so much. And yeah, I'm excited to see how it wraps up. And I honestly would love to see the series, depending on how much of this story is already out there and where it goes, and seeing it past the 100 episode mark. I'm just really, really like it. Moving on to the games and whatnot. So I'm going to start with Sir, the Insult Simulator, which is available on PS4, Windows, and Xbox One. I played it on Xbox One, got a code for it. It is $2.99, at least on Xbox One. I assume it is the same price everywhere. And that is a good price for the game, because what it is a fighting game where you battle against another person in crafting sentences that are insults, and then you both will eventually finalize your insult and then say them. And depending on, I'm not exactly sure how the points are scored, but depending on the length, and each opponent has certain weaknesses, like they might be sensitive to your mom insults or insulting their fashion, etc. You send your insult at them and damage is done. If you use improper grammar in your sentence crafting, your insult crafting, you will take a little bit of damage. And the way the battle system works is that you have a list of 8 or 10 words and or phrases to pick from, and you go back and forth between you and your opponent selecting one. So there might be just conjunctions like and or whatever, or there'll be subjects like your mom, your house, your fashion or whatever, and then there'll be insults like smells like, and or, you know, things that will lead to an insult. Smells like blah blah blah, you know, a dirty trash bin or something. And you go back and forth until you both complete your sentence, finalize it by putting an exclamation point on there, and you can get some extra words and or phrases by sipping a cup of tea, maybe it's coffee, tea or coffee, once per round, or if you do not finish your sentence, you can save it for the next round unless your opponent does an incredible amount of damage and stuns you for that, and you lose all that sentence building. But it's very, very simple. There's not much to it. You have a basic play against a computer opponent in a one-on-one match or a tournament mode where you play, I believe, 5 matches. And there's maybe 8 or 10 characters in the game. You can also play online against a human person. The problem is it gets old real fast. the insult and all that. The humor of it is very much like Monty Python. If you've seen The Holy Grail and you know the scene where they're talking with a Frenchman and it's like, you know, your mother is a hamster and your father smells of elderberries, or maybe it's vice versa. I don't know who is the hamster and who smells of elderberries, but that's the kind of humor it is. Cheeky humor, not super crass, you know, just ridiculous stuff. And it's fine. But the problem with it is that, one, it does get old relatively quickly. And the fact that you are crafting these sentences using all these different phrases and words means that when they are spoken through the voice of an automated, robotic-sounding thing. You know, they can't have an actual voice actor to say everything, because even if they did, it would still sound robotic and there wouldn't be a great flow to it, because there is no way to have these things spoken in a natural dialect or a natural flow, because the way you structure it can be in many different ways, and the inclinations and the way you want to emphasize things. There's no way to have every potential sentence sound like it's coming out of someone naturally. So it doesn't sound that great when you actually send your insults, because it just is like, maybe you're not the murderer, but you sure have a filthy mouth. I'm still calling the police. And that, you know, it takes away from the insults, because they just don't sound that great. And it's made apparent when you're doing the tutorial and you are hearing your guide, your teacher, speak to you in a natural way, and then when you start sending insults, both you and him don't sound all that great. And another problem with the game is that you aren't surprised by the insults that are sent your way from your opponent, because you all see these words that are up front and you're going back and forth selecting them. And so you're also seeing the way these sentences are structured as they're being structured, as they're being put together. So because you do them in order, it's not like you select words and phrases and then put them together after you've selected all your things. Like, you're not collecting various cards and then hiding them and then putting them in a different order that your opponent might not expect or whatever. So there's no surprise in the insults that are being thrown at you. You're seeing them built as they're being built. And I think that takes away from the experience as well. You know, they would have to change the mechanics of the game and have it be like a poker game or something, where you draw six cards and, you know, you can exchange two, three or whatever and draw some more and then finalize your sentence and deliver it that way. And I actually think that would be better, because even though when they are spoken, they don't sound that great, if there was at least a surprise with the insult, it would be a more enjoyable experience, because it would, you know, that surprise would at least add something to the game. And then on top of that, there just isn't much to it. I mean, you play it a few times, you might get a few laughs, and then you'll be done with it. There's not much replay value, and it's not all that fun to play more than a few games of it. I think it is an idea that would work much better in a physical card game form, because that way, and if you use the poker way of playing, in which you draw cards and they're hidden until you send your insult, because that way, one, you'd have that surprise, but two, you'd be able to actually say the insult yourself, and you could emphasize certain words and, you know, various inflections, and you could deliver it in a more fun way. You can do crazy voices if you want, and you can have a lot of fun with that. And I'm not sure if a game like that exists, because it's a lot like Cards Against Humanity in that it's kind of fun for a half hour, and then you realize that it's really repetitive, and once you've played a game or two, you've played it a million times, and you don't really need to play it any more than that. Though I'm in the minority, sort of, at least with Cards Against Humanity. A lot of people love that game. I don't. I didn't even really like it the first few times I played, because it acts like it's full of the most vile things you can, like the most vile cards and sentences that you can create. But in reality, and maybe it's just me being a horrible person or just having a horrible sense of humor and a horrible mind, but I never found it to be all that vulgar or crass or anything. But if you want to get maybe a few laughs and a game that will give you easy achievements, you know, it's $3. It's, you know, it's good for a short, brief laugh, but it's not really good for much more than that. But at the same time, $3 is not a lot to spend on a game these days. So if it sounds at all interesting to you, the whole insult thing, then, you know, give it a go. You know, you won't be wasting much money if you find yourself not really enjoying it. So, yeah. Moving on to Solstice Chronicles MIA. This game is only available on PC. It is $20, and it is a twin-stick shooter where you go around these very small environments on a fairly linear path, and you are fighting little like zombified creatures and monsters, sort of Doom-esque, with a very bland, colorless art style, at least in the first hour or so of play. And the aesthetic of your character is somewhere in between Halo Spartans and the Space Marines. You're like a medium thickness. But the way they're designed looks a lot like Spartan armor to me, which is fine. I mean, it looks good. Like technically, it's good and it feels good. It's got co-op. It's I think only local co-op though, and the gameplay is solid. It feels fine. The problem with it is that it's just not that exciting. It wasn't super fun. I played like an hour of it, and I just didn't have all that much fun with it. In the very beginning, the missions are very short, surprisingly so. It feels like the first 3-4 missions could have just been one longer mission where the end of them could have just been checkpoints, because some of them were like just a few minutes, and it was just a really weird thing that halted any momentum the game had going for it. And the upgrade system it does have partial controller support. I was playing with a controller, which is, I'm glad it said that. I wanted to make sure, I just checked now to make sure that it says it only has partial controller support, because the upgrade system, if you aren't using a mouse, you can't tell what anything does. You can scroll around and move around, and even the menu system and navigating all that doesn't feel that great with a controller. So I would recommend using a mouse to navigate any type of UI, and just, you know, if with the controller actually playing the game, it feels great, but navigating the menus and all that does not feel good with the controller. But, I don't know. I played an hour and I really don't like it all that much so far. It's a solid game. It feels good. It looks good. It runs well. It's got co-op, which is nice, local only. But it just isn't really exciting. There's nothing all that compelling. Even the story is fine. There are some humorous moments in it. I was surprised that there's voice acting in it, which isn't the worst voice acting I've ever heard, which is also surprising. But, I mean, that's sort of the thing about it. It is very, very, very average, or very, very, very solid, but it is nothing special at all. And I would just rather play other games that are of a similar kind, like Neon Chrome, which I really, really liked and stepped away from. But I played that for a long time, and I would much rather just go back to that than this or other similar games that are, you know, your twin stick shooters. Go back on the 360, I think they're on PC too, and play the Alien Breed games, because those are just, I don't know, there's something about Solstice Chronicles that makes it just... I think part of it is just the level design and the fact that these environments are fairly linear and they're not really open. And even if you go on a path that is maybe the wrong way, you'll lead to an open area, an open door that you can see into, but you can't walk because, nope, you're not allowed to go there. So it just... they should have just put a closed wall there and not an open thing. So, I don't know. It just felt like I was not really doing much. I was just like, okay. It was very paint by numbers. Very, very stale in a way. It's like a bologna sandwich. It's fine. It'll do the job if you're hungry. But are you really going to eat a bologna sandwich if you have other meats and things to pick from? It's a really weird analogy, but yeah, like, it's not awful. I think it would be a solid pickup while on sale, or, you know, if it's ever in a Humble Bundle or something like that. But paying full price for it, not to say it's not worth it, because there's a decent enough amount of content to it, and the upgrade system is deep, and there are various characters. You have more tanky characters and all that and whatnot, and if you want co-op, it's solid. It's just, if you have other games that are like this to play, or there are other ones you've missed out on, I would go to those first. Like, if you haven't played Neon Chrome or Crimson Land from the same developer, I would play those. I would recommend those before this. Or if you've never played the Alien Breed games, I believe those are on Steam. I would recommend playing those, too. So, yeah. Solstice Chronicles, MIA. It's okay. I need to put more time into it, though. I've only played an hour, like I said, so it definitely deserves more of my time. It's not so boring that I am not going to stick with it, because, like I said, gameplay is solid. So, it's a very solidly put together game. It just... so far hasn't done anything special, isn't visually stimulating, the music or any of that stuff isn't great, the story is fine, like, it's not laughable or something that I'm completely ignoring. I'm watching all the very short cutscenes and everything and listening to the characters say sometimes amusing things in a very stupid, silly kind of way, but it's not enough to be like, oh yeah, this is, I can't wait to play more of it. I'm just sort of like, you know what, I could play more of this at some point. I don't really need to. There's no rush on it. So that, like, that's what it is. It's a game that can hold my attention, but it doesn't demand my attention. And those are two very different things. And then, last but not least, I want to talk a little bit more about iMessage Chess, which I talked briefly about on Pixelated Radio, the last episode. And I just want to talk a little bit more about it because I didn't go too in-depth with it. But I was chatting, as I do, with Lunchbox, a good friend of mine. And he asked me if I liked chess. And I was like, yeah, I love chess. But, you know, I haven't really played it much lately, or for a very long time. I haven't really played it much in well over a decade because I don't really know any friends who like chess in real, not in real life, but within my vicinity in real life that I could play with a physical board, because I really like that. And the digital games are fine, but I like that physical aspect. And playing against randoms online in digital games is usually, especially given how long it's been since I've played regularly, I would just end up getting killed, and playing against a computer is kind of stale, especially when it's, you know, just these little digital pieces. But he was telling me that a chess game for iMessage was the app of the week and free, so you want to know if I wanted to pick it up, maybe we could play some chess, even though he said he wasn't that good at it. And I was like, yeah, sure. And I went to the app store, and then I went to the app store for the iMessage stuff, and then went to the game section of that, and then I was looking for app of the week. I saw nothing, went to like the bet. Like, the biggest problem with the the obtaining of iMessage games or apps or whatever is that it's overly complicated, and I had to go through too many menus, and then actually getting it working was way too complicated for its own good, because in order to get it actually working in iMessage, you have to go back to the App Store, go to the Manage tab, find it or whatever, and turn it on. It was just way more complicated than I was ever expecting it to be. But once it got working, it worked beautifully. It's continued to work wonderfully, though now forever in our messages thing, when you're looking at the list of messages on iPhone, it just constantly shows checkmate, and it drives me nuts because I just keep seeing checkmate, and then I'm like, oh, did he beat me? Is it checkmate? But it's not. It's just some lingering thing that is driving me nuts. But we've played three matches so far, completed three matches. We're on our fourth match, and it's been a lot of fun. It makes me want to check out what other games might be in iMessage. It makes me want to get back into chess and start reading up on it and getting myself better at it, though that would be a detriment to my playing with him, I'm sure, because when he said he was bad, I was wondering how bad he was, and so I tested him in the way I test anyone who says really bad at chess, by trying to see if I could beat him with the Blitzkrieg strategy, which is the way in which you can beat someone in four moves, and I did beat him using that. It was a delayed win, because he initially blocked it, but when he eventually reopened that, it was clear he didn't block it because he knew what I was doing. I don't think, at least, because he ended up opening it up again for me, and I eventually, maybe, I don't know, 10, 12 moves winning using that method, and I was like, okay, so he isn't the best. And then the second game, I think that one ended kind of quickly again. But the third match was a lot of fun. It went back and forth for a while. I made some stupid moves. He made some stupid moves. I'll tell you something that is a fact. Trying to play chess when you're doing something else, not giving it your full attention, means you're probably going to do some stupid things. I did some stupid things while playing Fortnite, or attempting to play Fortnite, trying to log in to play Fortnite, stupid ass game. And also while recording Pixelator Radio, I was playing with him and made a really dumb move and lost my queen. But I didn't really care, because it just made that game so enjoyable. I had so much fun playing that third game with him, because there was so much back and forth, and there were times when I thought I was going to lose. And then he would do something, or like, it was just a wonderful back and forth game that reminded me. The first two games were like, yeah, I still like chess, but that third game is what reminded me of why I love chess so much and why I miss it so much. And I really enjoyed it. And we're playing a game right now. I'm still enjoying it, though I'm on a good run right now in our game in the last, you know, dozen or so moves. And yeah, my only concern is if I do get back into learning the ins and outs of chess and strategies and stuff, because the muscle memory might come back quickly or whatever, but it's been so long since I've been active in chess that if I do and start getting better at it, that maybe I'll just be able to destroy him regularly, and that would suck because I enjoy playing with him, but then maybe we'll find a different game. But yeah, I don't know. I'm assuming that the free promotion week is over, but if it's not, I would definitely pick it up if you have an iPhone or an iPad or whatever and like chess and want to play with some of your buddies, because it's nice. It's also nice how it works in iMessage. There's no rush to it. It's not like you need to make a move right away. You know, you could just play and make moves every now and again while chatting. So yeah, iMessage chess. I don't know what the hell it's called. It might just be called chess. But yeah, I had a lot of fun with that. And so that will do it for today's episode. I hope you all enjoyed it, like I enjoy playing chess with my buddy Lunchbox, aka John, aka Lunchbox. He's got a box, and it's full of lunch. Lunchables. Remember Lunchables? They still make Lunchables. I saw them in Target. I was looking at them. I was surprised with Lunchables at how not awful they were in terms of nutrition. Or maybe they are, but they... I looked at the back of the pepperoni pizza one, and I was like, this could be so much worse. But it's still not healthy, but I love the hell out of those. And it's so weird. I mean, in part, I'm not the biggest foodie out there. I don't have the highest standards, in part because I cook all my own food these days. I don't really like going out to eat because I think it's a waste of money, and I don't really like not knowing what goes into my meal and the making of it. They put a lot. I like salt, and I put a lot of salt on stuff, but in restaurants, they typically put a shitload of salt on there, even more than you would, despite what you might think. But like Lunchables, when you really, like, I don't know what that. It's not. I can still remember what the pizza tastes like and what that bread thing, like, it felt like thick cardboard, but it was so delicious, and I don't know why, but it was, I haven't, now I just want to eat one. Oh, I gotta go. Anyway, once again, I'm your host, Mark Kuznets. I gotta stop thinking about these Lunchables, because now I'm craving them, and when you're craving Lunchables, something is wrong. We can all agree on that. But once again, I'm your host, Mark Kuznets. As y'all can find me on Twitter, Instagram, Xbox Live, my on my list, Steam, at PX Sausage. On PSN, I'm the Kush3. The site is, of course, pixelatedsausage.com, where you can find this podcast, Pixelated Radio, and the Pixelated Paranormal Podcast, as well as the art I do, which if you'd like and you'd like to see it all in one place, you can go over to pxsart.com and check it out all there, as well as links to where you can purchase prints of the pieces you like. And if you'd like to support the site in general, please go over to patreon.com/pxs and support us that-a-way. Anyway, that is it. I think I congratulated them before it came out last time, but I'll congratulate the Crazy Sunshine Podcast again for hitting 100 episodes. That's me clapping very enthusiastically for you, Crazy Sunshine Podcast people. Bye-bye.